Welcome one, welcome all to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast right here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. Sturch, Gooch, good afternoon, my friend.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm just dandy. I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants. No? Black sheep?
No.
Oh, God. No. Nope. That's bad. Black sheep. You don't know black sheep.
I do know it. I'm just not like the quote guy.
I think that happens a lot
in our episodes where you quote something and I'm just like
totally over your head. And then one time we did that and Matt Ibby had to hit me up. He's like, I got it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, good. It was the, what the hell was it? Maybe a drama quote. I'm a big Entourage guy, so it had to be something like that. But it is a new week here for the Chop Sports Podcast. Another busy week. You are looking at a fully vaccinated Sturch. Yeah.
I am the vaccine.
You are the pandemic. So I am the pandemic, we don't have to worry about
vaccine,
that.
I'm good.
Dude, I got it on Monday. You guys are about to do the Jimmy Palumbo recording. I was like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go get fully vaccinated and be all rah-rah. So I got out. I got to the place in Summit around, like, I guess my appointment was like 4:40 or whatever. So I get there. I get the appointment done. And I didn't feel anything after that. The arm was a little sore, right? And I was like, I can go back to work. This is great. And I came back down. And I started doing my second appearance on Around the Nation via courtesy of the Cowboys Network, Skywalker Steel. And like midway through, like everybody felt and saw like a demeanor change of me. Like I was just like kind of how you
flush,
kind of how you felt when we announced that we were doing a Big Shots party. Yeah. And by the way, shout out Carlos, amazing edit on that one. Sinking
into
your seat.
It again now.
Your soul leaving your body. So anyway, we got back to work. You guys did the thing. We said about it, Jimmy. I said, all right, well, you know what? Tuesday, I'm going to wake up. We're just going to get back to work, you know? And we did. I got up. What did we say? You can't see it on camera, but we got a new luxurious couch. And I said,
yeah, luxurious. It's nice. It's just not that luxurious.
I mean, it is. How many people out there have couches in their office? Probably a lot of you, but not as luxurious as this one. But I'm telling you, so I was like, all right, let's move this couch. I got this. And right, I texted you. I'm like, I'm good to go. Let's do it. And we got here, we put the couch in place, we're switching around, we got the two TVs going, we're setting up the set, and it just, a wave hit me. You saw me. You were
got
like
the fever.
You were he like,
got the fever.
You were like, I think it's time for you
time
to
for
go.
You maybe go home.
Like, I was like, no. I was like Rocky Balboa, just reaching for the rope. Like, I'm not done yet, bro. Like, just give me something
to drink.
You were
done, though. You needed help.
I was done. Yeah.
And then you were like, should I just stick around until 7? I was like, you're going to sleep on the couch for an hour.
I literally thought about sleeping on the luxurious couch.
If you start suggesting taking a nap to drive home in 2 more hours after you wake up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wake up and record this thing. I don't know.
I totally took your advice and I finally went home and I had another meeting with SB Nation Blogging the Boys, and I got on the meeting and they were making, you know, jokes of it. Like, oh, it must be nice to have the luxury of doing this meeting in the comfort of your own bed. And I was like, I can't move. Like I'm in bed and now I'm toast. So the Pfizer vaccine knocked Sturch on his ass for a day. But then I woke up Wednesday and I was back to the gym. The human body, what a thing. What a specimen. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
How do I feel like that one day and then call that? They go, you're going to feel like this for this amount of time. Okay. And I did, and it was over. And I was just like, hot. That's
so
weird.
Since you got vaccinated, has there been any times where you felt like the chip go off in the back of your head?
Yes,
you
like, yes. It was so weird. I
must kill the queen.
I was right. Reggie Jackson style. Hell yeah. So I was, it was just a couple times where I was like, the microwave would go off for no reason. And I'm just like, I didn't set the microwave. I'm like, oh, it's the chip.
Microchip.
It's the chip microchip they put in my head. So yeah. So I'm now fully trackable and vaccinated.
As
so
if you weren't trackable with...
That's true. Everything I say on the cell phone is being tracked anyway. But it's a big week. We got a lot of things coming up. As you're listening to this, it's either Sunday night or you're watching us on YouTube on Tuesday. And it's opening week of softball, but we'll get into that in a second. It's also draft week. And this is where Gooch is, his anxiety starts to climb as we get closer and closer.
I'll be fine.
I know you will. I know you. I have full confidence that we're going to rock shit.
I'm more anxious over the Packers picking at this point.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll get into the draft later on in this episode. But at this point, Big Shots, you're listening to this, you're watching this. Carlos, will you please, www.bigshotsnj.com, make your reservations. Like you said, there's the COVID restrictions and tables, and we already have like a head count of like 20 to 25 people. So if you want to get in on this, I would like personally, I mean, it's supposed to be from the weather reports, but it's like 80 degrees and beautiful. And Big Shots is known for their patio. So it's going to be a packed night. So I'm excited to make some new friends and get some new followers and new fans. I know we're going to have, obviously, Ashley helping us out and Liz of the softball team helping us out. They'll be going around getting some emails. So we can broaden our horizons here at Chop Sports on draft night. And I think, like I said, I think it's going to be a fun time. I'm very excited. Something I've been kind of dreaming of to do forever.
So I don't want to get too into the draft, but do you think the Cowboys are going to trade up?
All right, we'll get into that a little bit.
We'll talk about that later.
As you rewind this, if you want to do that, you can see me just the vein right here just start to pop. But yeah, so we have the draft party coming up. We hope to see all of you there. It'll be fun. Good time. Thursday night, Thursday. Do it. On that same night, the softball league is now just one night because I went to the softball meeting on this past Wednesday. And I get there, and the guy who runs the team, runs the league, Larry, he's actually the father of somebody I went to high school with, so it was, I've known the guy forever. He's like, all right, what's your team? I said, Chop Sports, Tuesday, Thursday. And he goes, nah, just Thursday. Just Thursday. And I was like, what? So I put together a men's team and a co-ed team. Now, I put the same amount of effort into both, trying to construct a team, get the jerseys, all this crap, like just getting it done. And so now I'm collecting money. I'm already paying for things up front, like the jerseys and stuff. And then he comes out and says, no, sorry, we only got two teams. I'm like, what happened? So I think this is the problem with Middlesex County
not
softball.
Enough teams.
Well, not only not enough teams, but they got a very late jump. They didn't know if they were going to be able to have a league with the COVID stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, you had a league last year during the height of the pandemic. What makes you think, as now, 3 million New Jerseyans are vaccinated, that you couldn't have a league? Why did you start so late? That's on you. Shame on you.
I wonder if he's listening right now.
He probably won't be. But it doesn't matter because we're going to take the ship on Thursday nights. Our co-ed team are a bunch of badass mother effers.
Is there any traction on the Linden thing for Tuesday?
I did talk to the guy from Linden. It seemed like a decent league. A lot of the guys, I messaged the whole, I have two separate group chats on Facebook, and I messaged them and I said, hey guys, I might have got a league for us. It's this amount. It's a little bit more. It's the times of the game's a little weird. The guy was like, hey, it's double headers. And we're like, great. When do they start? 6? He goes, no, 8. I'm like, wait. So I'm not going to get out of there until 10:30 at night, get home by 11:30. Like, what am I doing? I'm just trying to play Tuesday night softball. So I don't know if that's going to, I don't know if that's going to pan out. I just can't see. Some of the guys don't care. There's some of the guys on the team that just either A, doesn't have anybody to go home to. No offense. It's not like I'm like you're a lonely son of a bitch. Like, I'm just saying, you don't have the responsibilities that me have or somebody else with kids or whatever, So there's definitely, there's definitely discrepancies. And I think five guys, some of the guys that I got via you, Jorge was like, I'm game, Big Mike, I'm game, those guys were game. But then a lot of guys were just like, they literally no sold it. And I was like, well, look, I got your money. I got your jerseys. A lot of the guys said, roll it over to the fall. And I was like, okay, I have no problem with that. Listen, it's one less thing I got to worry about. I'm all for it. I'm not for stressing over getting teams in leagues. And we're in Thursday. We're going to mic up. We have ourselves a third base coach in KC Cabo, one of my good friends from a long time ago. I tested out the mic'd up system the other day. It was awesome. I can't wait. We got to get an intern down there to film. So Anthony, I know you're listening out there. You like all of our social media posts, but yet never answer my text on time. So I'm starting to wonder. Have we bashed you enough?
Yet another episode. Maybe the volleyball thing put it over the top.
You think the volleyball? Yeah, like, hey, man.
You know when your wife says something to you, she's like, Dave, you probably shouldn't have said that about volleyball. Right. He probably really likes volleyball.
Right. And he got a varsity letter out of it. So, look, you got more than I ever got. So, fucking kudos to you, Tony. Even though, don't call me Tony. I'm going to call you Tony until you get back to the studio. So, anyway, softball, ready to rock. We're very excited about that. As I look at my notes, it's Mr. Nine Podcasts over here who does Joe Matarese's thing. And I know you guys finally dumbed it down a little bit, right? Yeah. So a little less stress on your end, right? Like just Tuesday.
A little less stress.
I witnessed a phone call conversation the other day. I have never talked to anybody for this amount of time. And I
walked 4 miles.
You
studio,
really did. And there was never a moment where you sat in place. It was couch to production chair, to the other office, to the hallway, to outside. I don't know if it's
like I have several tics or just that nervous energy that doesn't.
You just need something to do because he's talking like this as he gets out of work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I heard you, Joe. Listen,
he's all medicated.
You're all medicated up. I get it, bro. By the way, if you're looking for a pretender to contender, you're looking at him. So bring me on and you know, give me a spot. But anyway, I brought that up because you have all these podcasts. Well, SB Nation has asked me to host another podcast for the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. So I'm excited about that. That might roll through relatively fast. So I say that in segue to our new shows that we're going to be bringing on. I can tease a couple because, you know, they're in production. They're in so much negotiation. We have the guys that we want to do it with. One of the guys is was my color commentator from the last time I did any kind of pro wrestling anything. He was I was doing play by play. He did color for one day, and I just knew right away. I was like, this kid is funny. He's witty. He's, you know, entertaining. And I was like, I'll give him a call one day. And he had asked about coming on the network, and it's not like I shunned him because we were busy. You know, we were busy. Just like if we don't answer texts, that's why. We're just busy doing things, Ben. we're busy doing things, and so I just kind of said, yeah, when we get the time, you know, we'll talk to you. We'll talk. And finally, you know, we had not a disagreement with Evan, but he's just busy for Painting the Black podcast. So that's on hiatus for a little while. I'm thinking, like, we got to fill some shows. I want more. I don't want to just be like, subtracting, no big deal.
It's baseball season.
It is baseball season. We need something. So Matt Ibanez has been obviously on this show. He's been on the Chop Social. We also found a friend through Jimmy, right? That was a Jimmy Connect.
And I think he's from Jersey, but he lives out in LA now.
He's a stand-up comedian, John.
John
and Matt are going to host a Mets podcast.
John Sapinaro, I believe.
Yes, that's what it was. It was on the tip of my tongue, and you just nailed it. They're going to be doing a Mets podcast. So, yes, the Yankee fans and us are letting a Mets podcast on our network.
We don't even have a Yankee show.
And I thought that's what Evan was going to be until he told me, like, I kind of want to cover all baseball. I'm like, all power to you. Go for it.
I think it would have been easier for him if he just chose the Yankees.
I think so, too.
That's in his wheelhouse.
I think so, too. But if you're out there and you're watching this and you want to host the Yankees podcast and you think you're good at it, send us a message. You know, we're open and we're very open. But I was talking about so Matt Ibby and John are going to be doing a Mets podcast. When we talked about my friend who hit me up, Alan Pines or Alan Austin, he likes to go by. So I don't know if that's like a wrestling thing, like, but I was just like, whatever, use whatever name you want. But anyway, it's a show that this guy got jealous about because
It's been something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's been something that I've had my eye on a while.
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't do 17 podcasts.
When thinking about this podcast to begin with, this is one of the things where I was like, maybe we just do a segment where it's like a top 10 list or...
Well, that's what he's coming with. It's a working title right now. We don't know what the title is going to be, but Alan Pines / Austin is going to host a top 10 show.
It might not even be 10. It depends.
Well, whatever the case, top something. Yeah. He's going to have lists and he's going to have countdowns. The best part about this is that we're going to cross-pollinate all of our podcasts, meaning... I'll be a guest. You'll be a guest.
There won't be many shows when he's by himself, if any. There'll always be a second person on the show, which was kind of like something that I had to throw in there.
Yeah, because he had to get his.
I got to get on this show.
you had to get yours.
I got a lot of top 10 lists, top five lists.
Hey, totally. So that's coming up. So two more shows. We also hired a sales rep, which is exciting. My buddy Anthony Perinelli. I've known this kid for a long time. His brother Mike was my boss at, you guessed it, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, because they give you the tools to be your own boss. And what's sad about that quote is that I was working for Enterprise when Step Brothers came out, and they dropped that line, and I'm in the theater with my date at the time. I don't know who it was, but I had a date at the time, and she knew what I did, obviously, you know, and like he gives the line, and then everybody's like, oh my God, it's so funny. And I was just like, fuck. I did the hello darkness, my old friend, just like totally so upset about that line. But again, the funniest line in the world. Anyway, Mike's brother, Anthony, is coming on as our sales rep. He's going to help us out. He actually lives down in North Carolina. So he's going to help us land some new sponsors, you know? And if you're watching this right now and you want to sponsor a show, well, not so much sponsor, right? We're getting away from that.
I was actually going to correct you, but it's a bad idea to have the TV on.
Are you watching TV?
Because I don't have,
worst field goal percentage in a single game, Anthony Davis. Yeah. No Okay.
Lakers are probably still going to win the finals if they get LeBron. And
we'll see. But yeah, so we're not looking for sponsors anymore. It's more for advertisement space. So if you're looking to advertise your small business or big business on our network, you know, we have pricing. We mapped it all out. We talked to Sean yesterday while we were, making sure all the stuff was working for the draft party. And we got a nice little plan in place. So if you're interested, holler. All right. So that's that. Now, before we get into the NFL draft, I have to touch on something. And it's unfortunate that we have to backtrack. And I know that you touched on it for like 7 shows in a row.
Yeah.
So the Jake Paul fight happened literally a day after we recorded last time. And there was a whole bunch of egg on my face. All right. So Jake Paul comes out and blast Ben Askren and just completely cleans his clock and wins that fight.
And we learned our lesson because now we can't talk about the Masvidal Usman fight that's coming up.
That right now, as you're watching this, over already.
Being that we record when we record and the fight happens tomorrow, we can't predict it or...
I mean, we can always go back to Sundays. I just kind of like, see, exactly. We want to be doing our thing on Sunday. But yeah, so Jake Paul wins his fight. I begged the question if it was a little bit of a wrestling thing. I listened to the Chop Heads MMA podcast, and I'm on Tommy D's side here. As much as he makes fun of me, I am on Tommy D's side.
I don't think that it's something that you could not really even kidding. Deny.
I'm on his Tommy side. D's side.
I don't think you could deny that there's some type of foul play going on.
Something.
Just with the Triller promotion in general, they took bets. They put a line out on the Tyson Jones fight.
That wasn't even a fight. Right.
Now this... The one point that Tommy did bring up that I kind of, it makes you be like, yeah, I mean, Nate Robinson went 3 rounds with Jake Paul.
Nate Robinson, former dunk contest participant, now, former New York Knicks basketball
my
player.
My whole thing is it
goes
just,
3 rounds.
It's like, it is highly illegal to fix a sporting event. So it's not just so.
But it's like, who do you know off the top of your head who runs this Triller thing? Is it a Snoop Dogg thing?
I don't give
Snoop
a fuck.
Dogg's like all over
but
it.
When we're talking about. It was the highest grossing pay-per-view in history.
I think 1.5 million
beat,
buys.
It beat Mayweather and McGregor.
Isn't that nuts?
Nuts.
Absolutely. So if that's and guess what? Schmucko over here ordered the fight.
If that's the case.
Ordered it. $50. Yeah. Get on. Ow.
Yeah, that's tough.
It is tough.
Because now you can't.
I mean, my boy Greg came over and he ordered pizza. So it was like.
You can't feasibly order the Usman fight now.
What do you mean I can't order it?
Because you're going to spend like $200 in 2 weeks on a...
I might be here tomorrow night watching
true.
It.
We'll come here. It'll be on the Chop Sports
studios. Maybe. And now we have a luxurious couch to crash on. See, this is what I'm trying to say. There's just winning going on all over the place. But again, you're right. It's hard to question the validity of it because, dude... Come on.
It's a lot of money involved, and the reaction. You can't just fix a fight and fix things the way people say. It's like, oh... The fix is in. Yeah, but, you know, he did get hit pretty hard. He did get fucking dropped.
Yes, but why was his chin that open?
If you want to say anything, I don't think that Ben was in
you
on
you said
fix.
He was rooted to the earth.
Yeah, I know. Stop.
I'm just
Stop.
Saying.
I said that 50 times last
but,
week.
But, like I said, but I think that's a legitimate maybe thing about
ref,
Ben Askren.
Maybe the ref called it a little too soon.
You're thinking that he went over there, are you good to fight? He's probably like, yeah.
No, I think he was like, yeah, I'm good to fight.
And then he's like, no.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, I don't think
that
so.
That is some Earl Hebner shit. I mean, you don't even know who Earl Hebner is, do you?
Is he the guy that with Ted DiBiase paid? Or is that Jack Tunney?
Jack Tunney was the president of the WWF. Very
he
good.
He was a ref at the time.
Earl Hebner was a ref. He's the one involved with the Montreal screw job with Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, wrestling fans.
I'm curious to know when Ted DiBiase paid like a stunt.
Ring the bell.
When Ted DiBiase paid a stunt double. That came in and like pinned Hogan when Hogan wasn't pinned, and then like the following,
it was his twin brother, Dave Hebner. Bro. Yes, look at you, man! You're nostalgic. I love it.
You like
we
that,
need a
right?
wrestling podcast. Just totally kidding. Nobody will listen. That's not true. You never know. But yeah, so it was. We're moving on from it. I will never order another Triller event again. I will stream it illegally, and I'm saying that online right now. I will find it. Well, you said. That people just go nuts 3 minutes after the fight. So just wait around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait around.
I watched because I watched the kid make like 5 G's on YouTube after the fight from donations. So,
but the whole fight, the whole night was hot garbage. Listen, I am a fan of hip hop music. I am. But that shit show was like the worst stuff I've ever watched in my life.
I didn't watch it.
It's like I couldn't watch if my, like, I don't know, for whatever reason, right? Let's just say my dad, 64-year-old dad, wants to watch this fight. He's pumped. He wants to see it. I said, okay, Dad, let's watch it together. And then you got these girls that are just fucking, they're doing it just forever. Forever. They wouldn't stop shaking. I was like,
they had a robot, like a giant robot. Yeah, there.
Jake Paul's manager was a robot. It was so uncomfortably dumb, you know? And I was like, thank God I have like 4 to 5 to 7 beers in me right now where I can tolerate this. I had to set alarms. I set an alarm. My boy went home. He's like, I can't do this anymore. It's 11 o'clock. We've seen one fight.
He just came over for dinner.
He basically, well, yeah. He come on over for dinner, Greg. You know, like, and we ate dinner, had some beers, and he's like, I can't do this shit anymore. And he left. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I'm by myself, so I'm going to fall asleep. So I set alarms on my phone, like, okay, Justin Bieber hasn't gone on yet. So if Justin Bieber goes on here, he'll probably go for 15, 20 minutes. Like, I had to, like, scout it out.
So you missed Bieber?
I did miss the beef.
You missed the best part of the whole fucking show.
I probably did miss the best part. Because, I mean, one guy on Chop Sports was like, one guy on Chop Sports was like, oh, did you see that? I know, it was DJ Mario. Did you see that tribute to DMX? I said, nope.
You know, like, not at all.
Not a shot. And it's only because I turned over to the UFC. They had a fight night. So I was watching them. I was trying to, like, stay up and stay, like, you know, get the blood pumping a little bit with actual action. Like, I watched Frank Mir get mauled, bro. Mauled.
First of all, Frank Mir on so many steroids.
Oh, he's so gassed up. He's like
275 jacked all of a sudden.
That was some of my favorite.
Like a couple of years.
Obviously, my favorite fighter, almost one of my favorite athletes of all time, is Brock Lesnar. And I read his book, Death Clutch, about 4 times. Not even kidding. 4 times. You roll your eyes as if he's not one of the baddest guys on the face of this earth.
I've never liked Brock.
For what reason? Give me one.
The UFC, the way he got just gifted title shots. Gifted.
He had to beat a couple guys first.
He was 1-1, and he got a title shot.
It's Dana White, my man.
Yeah.
He's the name. Yeah. There's your money.
I'm just saying,
anyway,
I wasn't.
So
was
anyway,
never a
that
fan
of Brock. Some of my favorite portions of that book were his stories about Frank Mir and like how much of a jerk off Frank Mir was to him. Do you remember when he beat him that first time and like he just went right up in his face after the win? I was like, what is he doing? But at the same time, I was like, this is awesome. I love it. But anyway, I digress with Brock Lesnar and I digress with the entire Triller promotion because I'm done with you guys. I can't do it. Sorry.
Until the next time he fights and we can't wait to see him hopefully get knocked out.
Who's next?
I would like to see against Mike Perry.
You did say that on Chop Heads MMA. You did say that.
Because it's somebody that at least has good stand-up. He's not going to come in there and...
You know who I want? John Cena. Because you can't beat somebody you can't see. Huh?
That's not bad.
Not bad. That's bad. Chris Payne. Chris Payne put that on Facebook today. And I was like, that's hilarious. But anyway, yeah, he'll never do that. Because actually, Cena doesn't lose. Yeah. So he's like, I can't do it.
If you want to talk about a fixed fight, then yeah, there you go. Right.
There you go.
You know, you can't beat it.
The Undertaker in there.
You sound like Jimmy Palumbo. Can't beat that. Yeah. Can't beat that. Hey, gang. Can't beat that.
Hey, gang. Hey, guys. This is Sturch from the Chop Sports Podcast, and today I want to address something near and dear to my heart, and that's mental health awareness. More specifically, Joe Pizzamenti with Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. His consulting company can help you in so many ways, including an innovative way to lower your monthly bills. And guess what? If you lower my monthly bills, my mental health state is going through the roof. There's so much to learn about Joe and Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. Visit the website right now, www.attitudeofgratitudeconsulting.com. You know, as I get older, I tend to appreciate different things. One thing I love now more than I ever have in the past is some unique furniture. Not just any furniture, unique custom furniture made by Battle Rattle Woodworks. He's specializing in charcuterie boards for all those parties you're about to host when this weather gets a little nicer. Even better, if you enter the code CHOP15 at checkout, you're going to get 15% off your entire purchase. Massive savings on some unique American-made stuff. Help support your local veteran right now and visit them on social media at Battle Rattle Woodworks. But anyway, to the meat and potatoes of this episode. And that is what's coming up this week. And this is time sensitive now, so we're actually ahead of it. So we can't screw this up, is what I'm saying. We can't do the Jake Paul with this. The NFL draft is on Thursday. You're watching this, it's in 2 days. You're hearing this, it's in 4 days. I'm excited about it. I'm excited, first of all, for them to actually have a real draft this year and not be the virtual shit, you know, like last year. Which last year, for what it was great because we were just craving something in that time frame.
I needed it, but
what?
I needed that last year, but there was no baseball.
Nothing.
Brutal.
So that draft, that was probably the most watched draft in NFL history ever.
It was like the Super Bowl.
And I still think, and I think the return of the live crowd and everything that they're going to do, and I read something today, as corny as this sounds, they said the Goodell hugs are back. Goodell is fully vaccinated. So now they're going to be able to do the Goodell hugs at the podium. I know you shake your head. I get excited about that.
Ugh.
I don't like Goodell. I think Goodell's a moron. But I think that moment of the kids changing his life.
I love the kids that just are like, I'm not going to go.
There's 13 people going.
Yeah.
13 players.
Nobody gives a shit.
And I think Jim Sloban, no shit, posted this.
The list of the people that are going.
The list of people that are going. And I think they all get drafted in the first round. It would be an utter embarrassment.
It's happened, though, several times.
No, but only 13?
Yeah.
That's, you got to be that one guy. The one guy I say like is like a, I guess is the, I looked up and down the list, maybe like a Greg Rizzo, like the edge rusher from Miami. But I think he's got to go first round. You know, he's one of the better edge rushers.
Yeah, but you see,
things have happened.
Our mock draft, we had I don't think he went in the first round.
I don't think so either. But that was our mock draft. That's a bunch of drunk slobs that are doing a mock draft.
You know, I've seen several mock drafts. It wasn't really that bad.
So can you imagine him just sitting in the green room?
I think that there was a couple guys that slipped that in that draft that I would love to see slip to the Packers.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But as far as the top 10, you know, those are the ones that everybody's kind of focusing on. There could be a lot of moving parts. As of right now, there haven't been any trades, but there are rumors that, you know, teams want to trade up. When I look at it, I think the only team that would make an actual push to get in the top 10 to get their guy would be a team that you wouldn't expect to do it because they've never done it, and that's the Patriots.
Yeah.
To jump up and get their guy, whoever they covet. There are teams that are willing to trade out. It's just a matter of how much are you going to give just to get up there? Because for the Patriots to get up, you know, for instance, I don't know, 5. That's a 10-spot jump. That's going to cost you. You know, that's going to cost you this year's swap, next year's first maybe. You know what I mean?
I'll give him Jordan Love.
Didn't you say that was a... you read that?
But yeah, I saw a rumor that was saying the Patriots offered the 15th pick for the 29th pick and Jordan Love. Get the fuck out of here.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Why?
Because you're not giving up a first-round quarterback. I don't care.
Is he a first-round quarterback?
I don't know. He hasn't played a snap, so we'll decide that in a year or two.
But right? Don't you think there's guys in this draft that can help you right now? Because if everything lays out right, Rodgers is still your guy for the next at least 3 years.
We would still have to give up our first-rounder this year, too.
But you're getting a first-rounder this year. You're getting a swap.
So we're moving up. We're trading last year's first-rounder to move up fucking 10 spots,
15 spots.
I don't think so.
All right. I think that's a no-brainer.
I think that there's a chance that Green Bay takes, obviously, a D-tackle. At 29, there's a chance that the best D-tackle in the draft is still there.
Which is Barrymore, you would think? Alabama?
I mean, it's a toss-up, but yeah, that's who I think Green Bay might take. If he's there, I think they take him.
You know
even
who reminds
if there's a
me
receiver
of?
There.
You know who he reminds me of? Speaking of Packers, B.J. Raji. You know, big boy.
Yeah.
Show me what you got, Raji. Remember those
next to Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark's an all-pro.
I like the front that Green Bay rocks. I really do. Was it Zadavian Smith? Zadarius Smith. He's a monster. But anyway. Beast. But the top 10. So as it's playing out, like I said, I think the only team that trades up would be the Patriots. Now, there are a couple teams that want to trade back and out. One of those teams have been rumored to be my Cowboys, but I don't foresee that happening. The only catastrophic thing that can happen in Dallas is if they trade up, because I am so tired. We've been here it's Friday. We've been here all week. The TV's been on all week. You know, both TVs, all 3 TVs that we
all
got.
Wolf tickets. Jerry Jones is putting that shit out there to see if you could ruffle feathers.
Released audio of their virtual meeting on the DallasCowboys.com.
That even further solidifies the fact that there's no way that they're trading up to pick a tight end there. If they do, that just shows that they really don't give a shit about winning. And I'm sorry.
You cannot draft
offense again. They cannot. I repeat, they cannot draft offense again.
It's unfortunate to
know.
They
better not.
I've been rooting for this Dallas Cowboys team since literally birth. You know, Dad didn't really give me much of an option. Maybe he did. I just kind of rolled with him. And, you know, and I think it was Jimmy Palumbo or was it Matt Arise where they say like, or no, somebody called up your show and said like, oh, the reason why it's such a lame reason, oh, my dad was a fan. Why is that a lame reason? My daughter's a Cowboy fan.
Here's another lame reason to become a fan of a team. Because I live in the area. Like, that's the reason.
Right.
Nobody gives a shit where you live. And then what happens when you move? Do you have to be one of those fake people that are like, well, I used to live here. Right. And now I live here. And I used to have to justify myself and say,
and this was a true story. My grandfather on my mother's side.
I don't give a fuck where you live. You do not have to justify your fanhood to me in any way, shape. Even if you like five teams, you can be like, okay. But here's the thing. You want to know why? As long as you're real about it, that's all that really matters to me. I don't care. I'm not an NBA guy where I have a team, but I like every player. Like, I'm not like, I hate LeBron, I hate this one. Like, I like every player. I hate Kyrie and I hate KD. That's really
it. So then you hate the Nets.
By default.
Welcome to the team.
I hated them before they even became a Net.
I mean, that whole thing.
And I never really liked Harden either. Lazy. But you get what I'm getting at. It doesn't matter who you like. Don't worry about other people's fanhood.
Right.
I end my rant on that. Yeah. Don't worry about me. Yeah. Don't worry about anything.
Frig alone. But
don't
anyway.
Worry about why I like the Packers.
But anyway, so my
or he likes the Cowboys. Right. For that matter. I stole that.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Totally okay. But my original point was, I've been watching this team since birth. I was gifted 92, 93, 95, and I was, let's see, 95. I was 10. So I 7, 8, and 10 years old. I got to watch a Super Bowl. Do you remember those times when you're 7, 8, and 10 years old? Yeah, I remember crying to my dad when Pittsburgh kicked the onside kick and recovered it. And they panned over to Bill Cowher and all, let's go! You know, and I'm just like, oh my God, we're going to lose the Super Bowl. I was a 10-year-old kid. But anyway, it's been mediocrity ever since, right? And over time, you know, whether I now write for the team or blog for the team or podcast for the team, I've gotten involved in the Dallas Cowboys. So now that I'm so knee-deep in this crap, I'm starting to finally see the light of what Jerry Jones likes out of the squad. And that's why I think that them making a trade and getting a Kyle Pitts, the only strategy I see is I can't wait to make all them millions of dollars on that jersey.
Yeah, that's
shittiest thing to think about. And I'm never going to go away from my squad. But that is the God's honest truth. If they take Kyle Pitts, either 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, or he falls to him at 10, then he truly doesn't understand what we need as a team. And I know I don't want to make this a Dallas Cowboy podcast. I have enough of those. But I really hope that he understands that. And this is my last thing I'll say about it, is Jarvis Landry threw a touchdown pass to Odell Beckham Jr. on our defense last year. A receiver end around trick play, and all you saw was the back of the Dallas Cowboys secondary's jerseys because they all got roasted. You need secondary.
They need like three corners.
They need nine corners. They need secondary. They need linebackers.
I remember
they
having a conversation defense. With you before the season started, and I was like, I don't know. I'm worried about your secondary. And you were like, we got Al Harris as their defensive backs coach. I was like, okay. He might be more
hot. I'll say that Al Harris was bad.
The only guy that smokes more weed than me is Al Harris. Right? Trust me.
Yeah, I mean, look, over here. Look, you just look at the TV, and they're just, what's on the news? The Dallas Cowboys and trying to trade up to get Kyle Pitts. I don't like it. I'm going to pull a draft day here. Kevin Costner, one of my favorite movies, which I'll probably watch three times before the draft on Thursday. Patrick Surtain, no matter what. And that's that.
So Atlanta takes Pitts?
According to Ibby.
I don't know. I think that
Atlanta holds a high pick for a fourth overall to get a tight end.
I think there's a chance that I know that they're saying that they wouldn't trade within their division, but that's bullshit. They would. They would trade that pick to Carolina, especially if they didn't believe in any of the quarterbacks enough to take them.
Right? I think if you want my opinion, my prediction, four quarterbacks in a row. I think it's obviously Trevor Lawrence. The Jets settle on Zach Wilson as being their new guy in New York, which I think will be fun for about a day and a half, because the minute he screws up, you're all going to be like, well, you know, they had Sam Darnold. You know what I mean? But no, I think Zach Wilson's going to be good.
There's two wild cards in the top four.
I don't think there's any wild card.
You think the 49ers are booked up with Mac Jones?
100,000% that they're going to take a quarterback.
Yeah,
but whether it be Mac Jones or Justin Fields. Throws the wrench in the Falcons pick, but now I'm hearing so much about Trey Lance. So if you have three quarterbacks to choose from and you have two teams, wouldn't you assume that two go?
No, I think that they might all covet the same one.
Which one?
Or I think that San Fran ends up taking Fields. I truly do at this point.
Okay. I mean, look, they had him in for an extra pro day and all that other
crap. Yeah, I just think that when it's all said and done, it's going to be hard to ignore the way the league is going now. And he has arm talent. He has the ability to get out of the
pocket. You said Mac Jones, right?
No.
Oh, who'd you say? Justin Fields. Okay.
Fields.
I was going to say, Mac Jones is another Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think that's where things get dicey, because I think Atlanta would take Fields too.
Mm-hmm. Right? That'd be a good fit.
But then we see... You need a lot of teams. Carolina needs a quarterback. Denver needs a quarterback.
No, Carolina got Sam Darnold. Why would they trade for him?
That's right.
Right. Right.
Do they really believe in Sam Darnold?
They believed in enough to trade for him.
Third round pick. Wow.
And next year's too.
I can't believe I forgot
too.
About that Darnold trade, because that really does change up. Well, not really changes up much. Just
I think
cross off Carolina as teams.
I think there'll be five quarterbacks taken in the first 10. I think five. Ready? Here's my prediction. You can mark this down. Carlos. You know what I want, Carlos? I want a list right in front of my face. Like, bing,
only,
bing, bing.
Only
ready?
The Patriots trade up.
Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. Second, Zach Wilson to the Jets. Third would be the 49ers. I think they go Mac Jones. I know you say Justin Fields. Fourth, I see Justin Fields to the Atlanta Falcons. And then ninth, the Denver Broncos take Trey Lance. Unless Belichick says... Do something. I need something.
Or but the Falcons.
Regardless,
the Falcons take the tight end, then it opens up a quarterback. For the Patriots.
Right.
But I
so
do
that's
think
five that, out of the first 10.
What
so
about
all I got to really worry about, if as a Cowboy fan, you know, at 10, is basically 6, 7, 8, 9. Not in that order, obviously, but four guys. So right, Penny Sewell, one of them. Right.
He's going.
Micah Parsons, the linebacker, possibly around. Kyle Pitts is one of those guys. And Rashawn Slater, the other tackle. Guess what? Falls right into the Dallas' lap? Patrick Surtain. So that's why it has to go that way for it to make all sense. Five quarterbacks got to go. Two tackles got to go. That's seven players. Then you got the Kyle Pitts factor somewhere. He ain't making it out of the top 10, according to every single talking head. And then one other guy.
You think it could be Parsons? I don't.
Micah Parsons. But if it's not, then Dallas gets Micah Parsons.
It's going to be a receiver or two receivers.
No, there's only like one. Like I said, yeah, you could do that. Fine. Again, that leaves Dallas with a choice. And that's what I want. I want a choice. I don't want, oh, well, everybody's gone, but Kyle Pitts is still there. So now he's the best player available. We're going to take Kyle Pitts. I don't know what I'm going to do for the first round, as if we're not hosting a party for the first round. I'll jump
off
stage.
Are you going to be all right?
I will crowd surf.
Oh, man. We got to keep Dave safe.
Yeah.
If they take Kyle Pitts, we're going to have to start exchanging the Miller Lights with fucking bottles
water.
Of water.
Water. Absolute water. But draft time is a fun time. We're excited about it. So you want a defensive tackle. That's what
No,
we'll
I
go.
Want a receiver.
You should get a receiver.
Should
you
a
should
receiver.
Have gotten a receiver last year.
Should.
And the year before that. You know, like, this is kind of ridiculous how much... Why do you think they do that?
Why the Packers
don't help Aaron Rodgers?
What do you mean?
They have Davante Adams.
I posted a picture
and
yesterday.
And then what?
I posted a picture yesterday on my Instagram story, and it was Davante Adams,
Randall Cobb.
So, in any of those 7 years when they had that combination, and it wasn't... Say you take Davante out and you put in Greg Jennings instead.
Right.
Right. At the tail end of what he was doing with Green Bay.
I like him.
Was there ever a point where it was justified for them to take a receiver in that early? Like they had,
I don't know.
Had established NFL players. Those years, the Packers were in the top 3, 5, 10 in offense every year. They were never in the top 10 in defense. You know the one time they were? They won the Super Bowl. Right? So yeah. It's never been, there's only been one or two seasons where you could really look back and say they should have taken a receiver here and they didn't. I'm not saying that they always made the right pick.
Last year was a complete Clearly, ridiculous.
I think Rashawn Gary will pan out. I think Jair Alexander was an amazing pick. But there's definitely been some guys, Kevin King, you know, they could have taken DK Metcalf twice.
Twice, you're right.
You know, they could have taken T. Higgins last year instead of Jordan Love.
God.
There's a couple things that you put T. Higgins on that Packer team last year and things might have gone a little bit different.
I think so,
but
too.
But also, it wasn't really the problem. They couldn't block Tampa Bay.
Very true.
In that game, so it didn't matter. Bakhtiari being hurt.
Right.
That was the big issue.
Right. So, it's going to be fun. And I hope everybody listening here joins us on Thursday to watch me
who's
sweat.
Who's the receiver from Minnesota? What's that guy's name?
Oh, Justin Jefferson.
No. No. Minnesota.
Thielen?
The college.
Oh. All right.
He's the fourth prospect. I can't think of his name.
I just looked at Dane Brugler's thing, his draft thing.
If the Packers don't, if one of the top four receivers are gone, I think they take a D lineman.
Okay. Interesting. We'll see. We shall see. And hopefully you guys see it with us at Big Shot Sports Lounge. I almost said Bar and Grill. Sports Bar Lounge. I don't know. They changed their name. It's Big at Big Shots. Shots. Yes. Everybody knows Big Shots if you're a Jersey person or at least a Central Jersey person. We expect a big turnout. We want to see you. We'll bring some merchandise. We'll have some giveaways. We'll have some fun. And we got to order some shirts today as I record this. I'm like, that's something to do. So, on behalf of Sturch and Gooch and the intern that's not here, we will see you guys next week. Bing.